Hi, this is Tammy.
And this is Carol Ann.
We're sisters, and what we're doing is a podcast regarding aging. The name of our podcast is Let's Talk Aging, and the name of the website is www.letstalkaging.com. We hope that you'll go on there and put your experiences and your thoughts and ideas after you hear this podcast, and we can form a community of caregivers, because that's what we had our experience in. We spent about 35 years watching over and taking care of our dear parents, and we had a very excellent experience. However, there were challenges and all kinds of situations that we got in, and our kids thought it would be good for us to share it, and I think it's kind of good for us to talk about it, and that's what we do best. So let's talk aging. Aging.
Let's talk aging.
It's
How
just
are you
gonna
doing?
Be yeah, I'm good. Just gonna be you and me tonight. So
I know.
Yeah, we haven't done one of our own in quite a while. But
no, we haven't.
Sounds like a good time to reminisce a bit.
Yeah, to go down memory lane.
Go down memory lane. We recently, my niece had on Facebook a video of my dad surprising my uncle on his 80th birthday.
Yeah, it was Uncle Vernon's 80th.
Yeah, so it was just darling. And we've had other times like that where he surprised my dad. So we thought we'd talk about birthday celebrations because, you know, celebrating their birthdays of our older ones is always it's kind of a special time for us. And I don't think my dad's birthday was February 14th. I don't think we'll go through Valentine's Day quite the same. It was always so much fun.
I know. I was thinking about it. I can't even think of Valentine's Day without it being Dad's birthday.
I know. He used to start telling us, you know, in October.
Oh, yeah. He reminded us. So there would be no question that we might forget.
Yeah, because his birthday was outside of where most of ours were at the end of the year. So he wanted to make sure that we didn't forget his birthday and that it was on this big day, Valentine's Day. So he, mom celebrated it so well, always made these beautiful heart cakes. Yeah.
Yeah, it was always a big thing for mom. She just made a big deal of dad's birthday. It was a very special time for her. She loved making cakes. And so she made these fantastic, beautiful black forest cherry cakes and all this
heart
stuff. Heart cakes. And Julie has kind of taken over. She's done
That's
a little
right.
bit of heart cake stuff. But now this year, we'll be just celebrating Valentine's Day. It's going to be kind of boring.
It is. It sure is. So, you know, for some reason, our birthday celebrations come with extra excitement. I wouldn't really call it drama. Just it can't just be normal. So we've had several to think back about. We'll start first with this surprise that Julie took my dad when he was 87?
88. He would have been 88 when Uncle Vernon turned 80.
Yeah. Back to Texas. It was just my niece, so his granddaughter, and they got on the plane and went to Texas, and Dad was so excited. And then my cousin put a big ribbon around Dad and led him into this room that they were celebrating my uncle's birthday, and just surprised him completely. We wondered about surprises at those ages, but they handled them quite well.
It was just so cute because Dad had this big bow, and our cousin said to her dad, "Keep your eyes shut now. Just keep your eyes shut." And they brought Dad in, and then they said, "Okay, open your eyes." And he just bent over and held his head. He was just so surprised. It was just darling. It was really
a sweet time. Yeah.
And they had a great time. They enjoyed their weekend together. And it was quite a thing for Dad to be going back there.
was his last trip back there.
Yeah. Mom was still living, but she knew it was just too much for her to go. So he just went with Julie and they just had a great time. It was really a very special event for them. So then when Dad turned 90, my uncle's grandson decided to do the same. And Mom and Dad had no idea. And they brought him in and, oh, they were both so excited.
We have videos of that too. Just adorable videos.
It was so cute. And they just loved it. But also, now we were skipping Dad's 80th birthday. That was a very eventful time.
I did forget about that. Oh, I didn't write that down.
We had actually two celebrations for that because he had bronchitis and really, really sick on his 80th birthday. And we felt so bad because
they were not happy. Yeah.
We were going to surprise him. We'd already planned we were going to surprise him on his 80th birthday and everything. And we had it all planned out, going to do it at the clubhouse where they lived. But here he was sick. So we didn't want the day to just go by. So we decided that we would go to where we went and got. Oh, went to Alicia's and got that great dinner for him and everything. Yeah. And we learned about the singing guys.
The barbershop quartet. I found them and we hired them to come. And we also had some special company. Carol Ann had some special company with her. And so they were going to come as well. So it was a very limited group because my dad was not well, but we wanted to make it special. So they were supposed to arrive at a certain time, the barbershop quartet.
Yes.
Yes.
And we all got there. We all got there and we're so excited about this. It's going to be so fun. It's going to surprise Dad. Well, that was before the days of cell phones with cameras.
Yes.
I don't even know if we had cell phones, but no cameras. So I didn't have a camera. You didn't have a camera.
No.
And Mom had no film in her camera.
So we were.
So I dash home.
Quartet wasn't there quite yet. Yes.
I just drive home like a maniac, get my camera, and I say, if they come, just keep them occupied.
Keep them singing.
Keep them singing until I get back. And I wasn't even there for the whole thing.
No. But
they were still there when I got back.
They were still singing. It was so cute. I could still picture them, the quartet, the barbershop quartet over in the corner. Mom and Dad lived in a mobile home. And they were just having a great time singing to Mom and Dad. And they were enjoying every bit of it.
Yeah, they were asking Dad all kinds of questions about, he was telling them about being in the Navy.
He loved to tell that story.
So he kept them busy. So no problem. They were still there. And I got the pictures. I have no idea where they are now.
I was just going to say that. Where are those pictures? I have no idea.
Who knows?
We laughed because our friends that were with us said, well, can you believe it? You planned this whole thing and didn't even have your camera.
Didn't even have a camera.
Very typical.
Yeah. That was crazy. That was just crazy. So then when he actually got well, we planned that surprise 80th birthday at the clubhouse and tons of people came.
Yeah. Remember what had happened to Dad before that birthday? He had had all of his tools stolen.
Right.
Yes.
Out of his truck.
We came up with this idea that we would get him a new tool cabinet. Big red toolbox. And we just stuffed it with dollar bills.
Everybody that was coming wanted to, we said, don't bring him a present. Just bring some dollar bills and we're going to just stick them in this red. So when everybody got there, they just stuffed the dollar bills in that red toolbox.
Yeah. Oh, he was excited.
He opened that up. He couldn't believe his eyes.
He kept saying, wow. Oh, he was so excited. The kids can say it better. But
oh, yeah. That was his big thing when he was excited.
That was a great birthday. I thought that was one of our best. Yes.
Yeah. It was so much fun. Yeah. That was really super. And then on his 90th, then Uncle Vernon came out and surprised him.
Right.
And we gave him a new computer on his 90th birthday.
An e-machine.
And he was thrilled, and people thought we were insane to be giving a 90-year-old a new computer, but his computer had all these problems. It was always Julie. When Julie got rid of her work computer, she gave it to them.
So and it always his own.
Yeah, it always had some issues. So anyway, he had his own computer and he was so pleased. And Mom, she was just thrilled too. It was just a great
Oh, they were very excited. We did give it with the caveat to the grandchildren that they would be the ones to be counseling on him on it.
Yes, we actually, Scott, we had Scotty. He was the best to deal with it because he didn't get frustrated.
Too rattled. No,
he didn't get Julie gave him his first computer, and she said when she gave it to him that, I'm just giving it to him. I'm not involved in any way in the training.
So not very brave of her.
No. And that was my problem when it first started. Oh, my.
Remember when he called you and said, I don't know what happened? I don't know what happened. The econs are gone.
All the econs are gone.
All the econs are gone.
There's nothing on the screen. There's just nothing. It's gone.
And
so anyway, that I had, I heard from him very often about the computer. I was thinking this was a bad idea.
And the emails that absolutely disappeared, they just disappeared.
I was writing it.
Quite upset over it all.
Yeah, it was very, but they really got that. They wanted to get involved with the computer because Julie was moving to New York. Mm-hmm. And that was the other side of the world as far as they were concerned. And, you know, they didn't know anybody over there and they wanted to keep in touch. And so that is why they started doing the computer. Mm-hmm. They learned how to do it, email, because they wanted to
keep in touch. He did really well with it to the very end of his life, really.
He took it to the boarding care.
He did. I used it more than him.
I know. He didn't use it too much there. No. He was really not.
But he really used the computer. It was his lifeline. And when he was shut in, you know, with some kind of infection or he had to stay in his room, I don't know what we would have done without the computer. But he did a lot of emailing and it was great. So mom's birthday, like any mother and mom, she took care of everybody else's birthday. But her 90th birthday, I'll never forget. It was just a wonderful thing.
We wanted to do her birthday. We wanted to do it like what she liked. Mm-hmm. We said, what is it that mom would like? We didn't want to just do a party with a bunch of people. That really wasn't, she wasn't really up for that.
She's pretty frail, really.
Yeah. And so we talked it over and we decided mom loves to shop.
Mm-hmm.
That was her thing. I mean, Dad said when Mom got down, he just took her to the mall and she cheered right up.
She'd feel all the fabric on the dresses. She'd be better.
Oh, yeah. She'd be better. And so I don't know how we decided.
Well, her favorite place to eat was Nordstrom Cafe.
Yeah. We'd go to the shop and then we'd go to Nordstrom Cafe and eat. So we decided we'd see. And didn't you call them?
Yeah, I called and I went in there and I asked, could we do this? And they said, well, sure. You know, there's no special area, but we did get this booth that was, you know, probably could seat about six people. And we didn't have it really big. We probably had 15. We had some people from San Diego come up. Anyway.
All ladies.
Oh, and I have some adorable pictures of that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it was our friend Gail's, her mom, mm-hmm. who was about mom's age. Maybe she might have been a year
Dad's
older.
Age.
Yeah, and then a friend of theirs that they'd known when they moved to California, who is now 102.
She's and still living kicking and, pretty and well, I'd say.
Sharp as can be. And she was there, and the three of them sat in the booth together, and then we all kind of came and went visiting with them. But yeah, it was darling. They were just, mom was thrilled.
She yes, and both granddaughters pleased. Were there, so they were right in the midst of it, and they loved that. And yeah, just such a fun time. Mom loved every minute of it, and that was about all she was able for. You know, yeah, really was not in great shape. Yeah.
She couldn't have done a big thing, but what I think the thing about when you think about older people's birthdays and parties, that really that's what matters, is to think, what is it they would like? I mean, maybe for you, you'd like to have a big party and have all these people. Yeah. For you, that's what maybe you would like, but that's not really what they can handle, because right, at that point, they can't even track with all those people. And mom so enjoyed just sitting there with her older friends, mm-hmm, visiting, and then visiting with everybody else. They took turns coming there and chatting with them.
Yeah,
and so was it,
yeah,
it was just more personal, you know, and not so many people.
We have these great memories of it to feed on now. It's great. Yeah.
And it was so cute. Don't you remember how the people that came? Yeah. I mean, you know, just everybody was eating there. We did it early. We ate early lunch. So that was, so it wasn't crowded when we got there. But people came in, you know, it was lunchtime, and people just loved the fact that that's what was happening. They were just in it. You know, they just loved that.
Do you remember I made all these little signs and I spelled birthday wrong on one of them? I didn't realize it until I looked at the picture. But anyway, it didn't matter. Mom wouldn't have cared.
She probably didn't even notice it.
This is a little off the birthday and on to the anniversary. Our parents celebrated till they were 76 years married.
71.
71. Sorry. Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. That would have been really long. It would have
been really bad. Oh, my goodness. But when they was the 70th, the grandchildren really wanted to have a big party again at the clubhouse. And Caroline and I looked at each other. I'll never forget us. Just, we were always usually into the parties, but it was like, I don't think so. And we were dealing with all kinds of issues and we didn't think they could make it. But Julie and Diane and Scott and Greg said, we'll take care of everything. You just get them there. Well, and we decided we would take care of the cake. So they really planned it all and everything. It was up there, and it was a big deal for us to go get this cake because we got a tiered cake. I remember we were just hoping we could get it there and safe and sound. But getting mom ready to go to 70th anniversary. But you know, they loved that too. They
loved
time.
People
hundreds
came
of people.
And well, I know, and remember even Greg's really good friend from high school, he found out that we were doing it from Greg, and he asked if he could come. And
so
he came, and it was darling. He just sat there and visited with them, and they told him all. I don't know. Who knows what they told him.
They were great visitors.
Oh, they loved it. And it was just, there were so many. I mean, probably most of the people that, more than half of the people there were all young people.
Yeah.
Way younger than them, but they were very involved with young people. So
they loved that too.
Loved it. Yeah. All the little kids and everything. And
it was a fun time. I will never forget it. Julie had a slideshow going and people could sit and do that and sit and visit. It was just really special. I remember enjoying it so much.
I remember too that they kept kind of wanting to come up and check on things. Dad especially, you know,
because
it was the clubhouse and they were always worried we were going to do something wrong. They were going to get in trouble, you know. So that was a big deal. But remember, Jacqueline made dinner and she took care of them.
Oh,
and
that's
she just
right.
kept them. Jacqueline just kept them calm and kept visiting with them and kept them there and saved us.
Yeah. Because so we could go up and take care of things.
Yeah. Yes. Because we could, yes. We were afraid to leave because they were going to come up there and we didn't want them to come just yet.
She was always good at that, keeping things on task. So then we had a birthday at Sunny Hills at the assisted living, and I remember going in and asking them, is there a room that we could do it in? Because we would want the other residents to come and everything. But they said, sure, you know, and they put us in the TV room. And so then we hauled a bunch of stuff up there.
Oh, yeah. We decorated.
We always had way more than we needed. But anyway, we decorated.
And we had a cake. We bought a cake.
We had a nice cake and mints. And
oh, yeah. And Diana made strawberries.
Strawberries. Yes. It was quite fancy. We invited all kinds of people and everything. And I thought such a great occasion would mean that we would need something special, you know, something exciting. So I got this really special candle. Two of them, one that said was a 9 and one that was a 0. Was it?
It was a heart.
And 95.
Then one was a heart. 95. It was 95.
Oh, we maybe 95, it was just a heart.
But we had a heart.
Yes, that was the one that was supposed to glitter. You know, you're supposed to light it. It's all gold, and then you light it, and it's supposed to take off, and you know, like sparks everywhere. And so, yeah, I'd had this for quite a while. I spent quite a bit of money on it.
Yeah, we were real excited. This is going to be great.
So we go to, well, first of all, our lighter was a little had a few issues, so we had to get that settled. But then we. Your land was worried that once it started, it was going to set the alarm off at
assisted living having to be evacuated.
I couldn't get the stupid thing started.
And you never did.
I never did. We had to pretend. There is a picture of Carol Ann. She's already, no wonder it would light because you're already.
I had a paper plate. I was fanning it with a paper plate.
It caused some issue with the assisted living.
Well, and it was kind of, it was smoking, but it wouldn't light.
It was ridiculous.
It was really ridiculous. Did you ever take it back?
Yes, I took it back and got my money back.
I know, because it was a lot. It was just, anyway, that never happened. So we made Dad pretend that he blew it out.
Yes. We pretended. He pretended. So I don't think we lit anything that night.
No, nothing would light.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
I bought the 95 car, the numbers 95, yeah. And you had the heart, and not any of it would light.
There's a great picture. I hope we can find it to put on the website. It is just ridiculous. So
Dad was just looking, and Tammy trying to light it, and I'm fanning with this paper plate because I'm just sure that we're going to set off the alarm.
Anyway, we just can't do it normal. But Dad was a good sport. He was like, okay, whatever. I'll just act like I'm blowing it out. Oh, my goodness. I remember being so frustrated that day.
Oh, it was funny. Oh, and some of our friends came, and remember, they were in terrible traffic.
Yeah.
2 hours, I think it took them to get there. I mean, that was really something to have
for
95th birthday.
Yeah. I mean, you know, these birthdays, when you live so long, you go to a lot of these people's birthdays.
Yeah. Tammy spent a while there. She was going to 100 year birthdays
101.
In 1 year. That was her exciting weekend.
I would tell the people at work, well, I'm going to another birthday party. Oh, very, very funny. Yeah, very special people. Well,
Anyway, that was a
year was kind of a sobering one. Yeah. Dad was not well, and we knew he was. But you know, we had the greatest birthday. It was beautiful.
We did.
I think those pictures are precious.
They are.
A friend of mine at work said, "Why don't you do?" He loved cupcakes, so why don't you do a cupcake cake? So I got one just at the local grocery store in all kinds of bright colors, and
we had balloons.
Yeah, we had balloons and lots of fun.
He
More
was
strawberries.
In-
chocolate covered strawberries.
More strawberries. He was in the boarding care then. So there were just a few people in there, and it was so cute. They all came. They were thrilled to be a part of it. And the caregivers, they were there, and we just had a great time. It's one of those things.
Special moments.
Yeah. You knew it was the last birthday, and yet it was still fun.
He still enjoyed every bit of it.
He loved it.
But you know, as they get older, they don't eat very much. And so, you know, I bought a whole cake. I don't know how many cupcakes were in this cake, so it would look pretty. And I think five cupcakes were used. Nobody's eating cupcakes like they used to.
That was crazy. Even the people in the residents there were not that into that many.
No.
One was good, but that was
enough. Right.
Yeah. But it was a great.
Yeah. So those are some of our fun times for birthdays. That's great. I'm so glad that we did those, because I enjoy thinking about them and looking at the pictures, and I know it delighted Mom and Dad. So look out, Carolyn. Yeah. Maybe our birthdays are going to be really exciting.
I think now that our children should, I'm the oldest in the family now, so I should be getting really big celebrations.
They're going to start really doing them up. My goodness. Oh, so funny.
Yeah, they'll probably be giving me walkers and transporters.
Probably.
That'll be my next birthday gift. Yeah. You got to be careful, you know, with them.
I know. You do. You never know. You'll be in one before you need to.
Before I need to. You have to be careful with them.
Oh, dear. I have a feeling that they probably just wanted us to record these comments, you know, publicly, so that they can review them when we get to those ages. What to do. You know they're going to be putting this back on us. But, oh, well, that's all right. As long as they take care of us, that'll be great.
They've often said, you know, they used to ask Dad, now, when did Mom and Tammy, start bossing you around? You know, and he said, it's been a long time.
Oh, dear. He was quite a good sport. But he let us have it every once in a while.
Yeah, he let us know he was still.
Do you have a joke for tonight?
I do have a joke. Yes, I have several. Okay. Here's one. Wrinkled means you laughed, gray hair means you cared, and scars mean you lived.
Well, so that is really, very good. I have all three.
I know. And it says, young at heart, slightly older in other places. And I'm not aging. I'm ripening to perfection.
Oh, that is wonderful.
That's good. Isn't that good?
I
think that's good too.
Yeah.
So
very good.
Anyway,
so your aged husband went skiing today, I hear.
He did. He went skiing, and there was nobody on the mountain hardly. He just went up and down, up and down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So nobody. He's worn out tonight.
Yes, he is worn out, and it is. We are overwhelmed with snow here.
You've always missed that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
we've always been here.
Well, last year we really didn't even have that big of a snow season. But this year, we're not going to have to worry about water in the reservoirs, I think.
Just think Mr. Romy and his ripening ears.
Yes.
He is shredding the mountain and in powder.
I know. Well, and he is so excited about next year, because when you're 75, Snow Basin gives you a free lift ticket. You just pay $33 for the processing to get the card.
Wow.
For the whole year.
He is going to be
free.
So how far is Snow Basin?
It's an hour. It's at least an hour from here, and he'll be making the trip.
He will. I can see it now. Oh, my goodness. So funny.
Yes,
well,
it is.
Good. Well, listen. Well, we better wrap this up.
But, yeah, it's been a great birthday reminiscing.
Birthday reminiscing
podcast.
Yes, and we will.
So anyway, if you have family that are older, celebrate those birthdays. There are great events for them. And there'll be memories you'll never forget.
They will love it. They will love every minute of it.
That's right.
All right.
All right.
Well, until next time, let's talk aging.
Let's talk aging.